Strato launch breaks ground in the Mojave Desert. California police departments are selling off their helicopters. And a GA pilot is accused of smuggling immigrants past checkpoints. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, January 26th, 2012. Construction is now underway on an 88,000-square-foot hangar in the Mojave Desert, which will house the factory which builds the latest collaboration between aircraft designer Burt Rutan and Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. Their new company, Stratolaunch Systems Incorporated, is based in Huntsville, Alabama, but construction and testing of their six-engine mothership, inspired by Rutan's earlier White Knight, will happen in the California desert. The Los Angeles Times reports that Gary Wentz, Stratolaunch's CEO, commented at last week's groundbreaking, quote, "Today marks the start of an exciting journey for us. Over the next year, we will have a visible presence in the Antelope Valley with two new facilities and a pair of 747-400 aircraft, which will undergo salvage to supply parts and subsystems for integration into our carrier aircraft," unquote. The plane will be the largest ever to fly, with a wingspan of 385 feet. The partners have previously said they will use engines, avionics, flight deck, landing gear, and other systems recycled from retired Boeing 747s in order to reduce development costs. The hangar now under construction will actually be the smaller of at least two to be built at Mojave. The next one will enclose 94,000 square feet and allow wing to fuselage assembly as well as provide office space. The depth and duration of the economic recession has pushed at least two cities from simply putting their aviation operations on hiatus to actually selling off the aircraft. The cooperative agency known as ABLE for Airborne Law Enforcement has been jointly funded for 30 years by the California cities of Costa Mesa and Newport Beach. Both have now voted to defund the program, and ABLE has retained private brokers to sell the agency's three helicopters. DailyPilot.com reports two firms have contracts to try and liquidate the affected assets, both 30 days in duration, with options for ABLE to renew. Jack Schaefer Aircraft Sales of Santa Ana, California, will reportedly be paid a commission of 4.5% on the helicopter sales. An online auction company based in Alabama, GovDeals.com, will be paid 5% on the sales of other agency equipment not put into service with one of the two participating police departments. The move doesn't bring an end to helicopter support for the two departments. Both cities have new arrangements with the city of Huntington Beach, California. Costa Mesa's deal involves paying $700 per hour when the Huntington Beach helicopter is called out. U.S. Border Patrol officials say it's common to see light planes used to smuggle drugs into the U.S. from Mexico, but less common to see them used to smuggle people. But the Daily Comet reports a pilot allegedly tried to fly three Mexicans past checkpoints in California's Imperial Valley after the trio illegally crossed the border. Sean Moran of the National Border Patrol Council, a union representing CBP agents, commented, quote, "I can't recall hearing any other cases. There may have been, but this is the first I've heard of planes being used to smuggle people," unquote. He added he was aware of past cases in which planes were used to smuggle Chinese aliens, but not Mexicans. The paper reports the official complaint filed against 30-year-old Lino Rodriguez, the pilot, alleges investigators followed the passengers from a Motel 6 in El Centro to the Imperial County Airport in the wee hours of Friday morning, then blocked the plane as it began to taxi toward the runway. Rodriguez, a California resident, is reported to have pleaded not guilty to smuggling charges on Monday. He was released on $20,000 bail. The three Mexicans who had boarded his plane are reportedly being held as witnesses. The migrants told authorities they were to pay $2,500 each had they reached their destinations. Still ahead, the FAA has issued a special bulletin for the Eclipse 500. Nominations are open for the European Business Aviation Award. And Clay Lacy needs an even bigger trophy case. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, January 26th. I'm Paul Plagg. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for owners and operators of the Eclipse 500. The bulletin provides guidance for inspection of the aileron joints and for replacement of them with redesigned parts. For now, the FAA says this airworthiness concern has not been determined to be an unsafe condition that would require an airworthiness directive to be issued. The FAA says it has received reports of increased lateral stick force. Investigation determined that possible corrosion of the aileron joint assembly bearing or shaft resulted in aileron friction being out of tolerance. Eclipse Aerospace has issued a service bulletin with instructions for performing the inspections within 50 flight hours and thereafter at every 100 flight hour interval. It also provides instructions for replacing certain parts in the aileron system. Replacement of the parts in accordance with the alert service bulletin terminates the need for the repeat inspections. The National Business Aviation Association and European Business Aviation Association, NBAA and EBAA respectively, are the co-organizers of the European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, and they're calling now for nominations for the 2012 European Business Aviation Award. This award honors individuals and/or companies who have made significant contributions to the advancement of business aviation in Europe. It's presented each year during EBACE. This year's exhibition will be held at Polexpo in Geneva, Switzerland, Monday through Wednesday, May 14th through the 16th. The EBACE Award Committee will review and select appropriate award recipients based on nominations that must include a letter introducing the nominee and explaining why he's proposed for the award. The document serves as the nominator's letter of reference. Also required are the nominee's professional biography or resume describing education, employment, accomplishments, and honors. Also required are any relevant supporting documents, including newspaper clippings, publications, and articles related to the nomination. The nominations for the 2012 award must be received by April 16th at EBACE's European office in Brussels, Belgium. You can find contact information in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. The Aero Club of Southern California plans to honor Clay Lacy February 8th with its prestigious Howard Hughes Memorial Award. Described by the group as one of the most versatile pilots in the history of powered flight and a local aviation icon, the jet charter industry pioneer will receive the award from no less than Bob Hoover. The Aero Club is a nonprofit association founded in 1925 to increase awareness of aviation and to honor those who have made outstanding contributions to aviation and aerospace. Lacy is the 33rd annual award recipient. The event is scheduled at 6 p.m. Pacific time for cocktails, 7 p.m. for the dinner and presentation at the Jonathan Club in downtown L.A. It's open to the public and a limited number of tickets are still available. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.